This is not the first time Serena and Venus Williams have come to Washington to help support the Southeast Tennis and Learning Center, which is marking its 10th anniversary this year. The facility offers special recreational and educational programs for inner-city children and teens, primarily African Americans, in Washington. Before the gala fundraising dinner, the Williams sisters conducted a clinic for 50 of the center's so-called tennis scholars. It was a chance for kids like 10-year-old Colby Carr to get some tips from the best.
When they're playing tennis, they make sure to eat healthy, exercise a lot.
12-year-old Kayla Williams said she immediately noticed a difference in her game after her personal instruction from Venus.
She told me that when you hit the ball, make sure your shoulders face your opponent, and when you swing, put more power into it.
The Southeast Tennis and Learning Center has served more than 4,000 young people over the past 10 years. Nearly 30 have been awarded tennis and academic scholarships to colleges around the country. The Williams sisters have helped raise funds for the center and devoted time to instruct young players there. Serena says it has been rewarding to watch the center's growth.
I'm glad to be here. 10 years of this is great. It's a great tennis program, but mostly the education on it is just unbelievable.
The center's chief executive, Cora Masters Berry, said having the great support of Serena and Venus Williams has been wonderful.
It just shows me that they really get it and really are committed to these kids and understand. It just shows me their heart, and it means so much to these kids.
Serena Williams was hospitalized 2 months ago with a blood clot on her lungs. She said the incident gave her a different perspective on life and events like this.
I mean, it was definitely really, really scary and unfortunate, but, you know, I'm doing much better now and appreciating every moment that I have.
Serena said her training is slow and steady. Venus is overcoming a hip injury. She said they are not sure yet whether they will play at the French Open May 23rd.
It's a great event, and we definitely want to be there. So we just take it week by week, evaluating it, and the good part is we'll get better.
Certainly, there are many fans, like the young children they work with at this special clinic, hope the Williams sisters can soon return to competitive tennis. Park Brewer, VOA News, Washington.